Proclamation number 3255 of 15th of September, 1944. New course of development. Banishing the spiritual. The course of development of the spiritual is interrupted by divine will. What was in constant upward development for infinite times and now fails at the end, i.e., comes to a standstill or declines in development, that is prevented from further decline and is bound again. Because the decline or standstill of development can only happen in the state of free will, while the bound will always means an ascent development, indeed in a state of compulsion, but also most extensively adapted to the will of the beingness, which is apparent to God at all times. The binding of free will now again necessitates new external forms, which are in accordance with the hardness of the opposing will and now again have to hold the spiritual within themselves, which starts the course of development anew. In God's eternal order and lawfulness there can only be an upward development where His will is active. And only the human being's free will can overturn this order. To a certain extent God does not interfere with the human being's free will, He leaves him complete freedom as to how he uses the last embodiment on earth for his spiritual development. However, if there is the danger that all spiritual ascent development will be prevented, that the spiritual being which strives towards God will also be dragged into a state of lightlessness, then the divine will put a stop to it by depriving the spiritual being which acts against his will of its free will. By binding it again in the firmest form in order to give it every opportunity to change its opposing will, which irrevocably has to happen once, even if eternities pass by. For every decision must take place in free will, and free will always presupposes a stage of maturity where the spiritual can embody itself again as a human being. Eternities pass for the beingness which again and again lets this free will become active in a wrong way, and that is why ever harder and more difficult tasks have to be given to it so that it finally gives up its resistance against God and turns to Him in the state of free will. Understandably, therefore, at the end of a period of development the God-opposing spiritual will always start to rage extremely strongly because it feels that it will soon be deprived of its power and because it now seeks to gain control of the light because it believes it will thereby reduce God's power. And this battle with the light takes on such forms shortly before the end that only a violent intervention by God protects what is full of light. For the adversary's power has become tremendously strong due to humanity's voluntary support, and this always signifies the end. For God will take away his power as soon as the battle against the light comes to light undisguised, as soon as people who strive towards the light are to be forced to turn towards darkness. Then Satan's fight is directed against God himself. And then he finds in him his master. The binding in form robs all dark spiritual of all strength and power. It cannot now be active in any work of creation according to its own will, but must now be active according to God's will. It must serve in a state of compulsion and thereby govern the course of higher development. It must in an infinitely long time bring itself again to the state of maturity which earns it the last embodiment on earth. As a human being, using free will. As long as divine will alone is decisive there is no regression, and therefore the spiritual being must mature as long as it is in bound will. Although the strength of the opposing will also determines the external form and therefore also the extent of the torments of being bound. Only when God withdraws his will from the being insofar as he gives it the freedom of its will, thus allowing it to determine itself, Is there a danger that the upward development will come to a standstill or decline, and this again up to the limit which God has set? Then he will interrupt the course of development for the spiritual being, and it will have to start it anew in a new earth period, which is again intended for its final redemption if it is utilized correctly in the lost stage. For only the perfect can get rid of its external form, and only through the right use of its freedom of will can the spiritual in the human being become perfect. Amen.